Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about an event coming up in October, October 9th and 10th this morning. Discover Your Future, a career readiness event. It's an event that involves area businesses, the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce, and area school districts. And here to talk about it this morning, Whitney Watts is here from the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce, from Spotsylvania County Schools, Keith Wolf and Renee Daniels, and from Universal Dynamics, it's David Harilla is here this morning. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for getting up early and coming in.
Good morning.
This Whitney, I'll start with you because this look at what this is all about. This really has the chamber written all over it as far as just the collaboration with a lot of area groups and also just kind of the career part of this.
Yeah, sure. We're so excited to have this partnership going. The actually, this event came to us a little bit differently than some of our others in that the school divisions approached us about this, and it was a perfect partnership. We were so happy to align and try to make it happen. It's even better for the chamber that it's regional, and we have all of our local school divisions participating. So that helps it just meet our mission totally, and then us just able to expand on what the businesses can offer to the students and vice versa is a win-win for the chamber all around.
Keith, as far as the schools go, as we, and we'll get into a lot of the details of this event, but for the schools, it looks to me like what a great opportunity for students and parents.
Oh, absolutely. We and I'm glad Whitney said about the partnership and the collaboration associated with the chamber, because we would not be able to do this without their assistance. We approached the chamber five months ago, which should have been probably 12 to 18 months ago that we should have done something like this. But we came together to go ahead and talk about how we can make some really good career connections for our students in an early age. So our target audience is our eighth graders across all of our school divisions. And so from King George and Caroline and Stafford, the city of Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania, all of our eighth graders will converge here on October 9th and 10th at the Expo Center. But then we've combined forces as well as with Workforce Connect, and where our juniors and seniors will have the opportunity to also participate in some interview skills with local businesses. And probably a highlight that we came up, I was speaking to Renee when we were coming through talking about this event, and an aha moment hit where we could go ahead and turn this into an opportunity to have a community job fair from 3 to 5, since we'll have our businesses there. So this is an all-around community event in a partnership between the schools, the businesses, and the chamber.
David, I guess on the business side of this, this is an exciting event too, just because you're able to help so many people and really connect with a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. Between the chamber, the schools, and the businesses, it's just a great relationship. And we're new to the area. We're starting to forge forward with bringing young people on board, doing tours for the schools. Keith was in 2 weeks ago, did a tour, and he and I have been working closely about the opportunities that are available to students and young people.
But just the fact that you guys can do that kind of thing, Keith, I would think is exciting for you, just because you're able to just make some inroads, maybe with some businesses that maybe haven't been involved with schools before.
Well, meeting with David 2 weeks ago was exciting. It was a gentleman. We joked in the lobby prior to coming on the station about to a gentleman I've never met, I've seen more recently here. So yeah. It's wonderful. But to connect with the businesses, and actually it was an aha moment for me that I went back and spoke to a lot of people about it. The experience that I had with David is that he is looking for the opportunity for students to experience internships and externships associated with Unidyne. And but what was important for me was to go into the business and see exactly where our kids could fit in and gather some of this experience. So we're really excited about the partnership, and we've been communicating, you know, together and offline as well, in order to provide these opportunities for our kids.
And one of the most interesting things that I think for me being excited and working and planning this is that we have so many things like Unidyne and so many countless others that we drive by every single day and have no idea what happens inside of the walls of these businesses. And when, you know, some of our positions lend us to be able to go on tours, like they were saying, and so we see firsthand and we're like, why doesn't everyone know about this? This is really cool, and students would love to work here if they even knew it existed. So that's why our focus for this event is interactive, hands-on displays where students can see, for example, we're, you know, using Unidyne as an example today, but what they do there, and that they are, it's interesting, it's innovative, and it's, you know, these are well-paying, strong jobs into the future right here in our region that they might not even know, and they could go by every single day. So that's one really exciting thing, is that they can get inside of the walls of some of these places to begin thinking towards their futures too.
So what happens there, David? Everybody's talking about it. I mean, I want to come.
Yeah, Universal Dynamics, they make all the auxiliary equipment that would go into a plastics facility. So the dryers, the blenders, everything up to a mold where it would produce a bottle, for instance.
Huh.
But we make all of that equipment from scratch. You know, basically comes in sheet steel. It's cut, it's welded, it's formed, it goes through the whole process, tested, built all our own electrical panels. There's a lot of opportunities there. As Keith and I discussed when he was in and did a tour, I think it's a great opportunity for young people to know that, you know, not everybody wants to go the traditional college route. Yeah. This gives them those opportunities to, as Whitney was saying, have a good career, make good money, and develop a skilled trade.
Renee, one of the things, whenever we talk education, and anytime educators come through here, we always talk about how early students need to get involved, and you need to start having your child think about these kind of things in college and all. Eighth graders just seems like a perfect fit for something like this.
Absolutely. This is when we start talking to them about different opportunities and trying to work with them in the classroom. They do kind of... in the classroom, they'll look at different opportunities, take surveys, like what would be the best job cluster for you to be in, based on their interests and skills. And so we really want students to see that there are a lot of different jobs out there. They may think just because it's a manufacturing company that that's all they do, but there are also IT people that work for that company. There's also accounting, finance, and human resources individuals. So there's more than one type of job at these businesses. And so students, especially at that age, may think, oh, well, that's a computer company, and I don't like computers, so therefore I don't want to work at that company. So the goal is really to kind of open their minds and show them a lot of different opportunities. This is something that's a big initiative from the governor. We have Profile of a Virginia Graduate, and this is something that's coming down, and we're trying to find a way to give these students an opportunity to really experience it, not just kind of hear someone in the classroom talking about it, but to actually have some hands-on opportunities to see exactly what these people are doing in their professions.
It's Discover Your Future, a career readiness event. October 9th and 10th is when it happens, and now we're giving you all the information. We'll get into how you can get your business involved or get involved in this as we go along this morning. David Harilla from Universal Dynamics here this morning, Renee Daniels and Keith Wolf from Spotsylvania County Schools, and Whitney Watts from the Chamber of Commerce. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Discover Your Future, a career readiness event, is October 9th and 10th. It's at the Expo Center, and we are talking about it this morning with representatives from the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce, Spotsylvania County Schools, and area business. Keith Wolf with Spotsylvania County Schools. Keith, I went through, I remember. I mean, I look at these kind of events. I know next week the United Way is doing an event where they involve kids and getting them ready for life. I look at all these kind of things and just think. So often, when I used to sit in school years ago and think, how does this even apply? More and more, there really are a lot of opportunities for students and families to see and get involved in that.
Right. I think we all sort of reflect on our high school experiences when we were younger and what they were like. And even I took wood shop and metal shop, you know, for 4 years each. And what I found is that, you know, the applicability of those skills really are across, you know, everything that you do, being a homeowner, being a renter, being, mm-hmm. you know, just anything like that, of trying to fix your own stuff before you have somebody go out and fix it yourself,
yeah.
themselves. So the skill sets that we're teaching our students these days, and the options that they have with technology that's increasing exponentially, we're just trying to provide them those opportunities. And as David mentioned earlier, you know, not everybody needs to go to college, you know. So at a very minimum of what I always say in our school division is that, you know, at the very least, we should prepare our kids for a job, a career before they leave our school. So, you know, they preach about college and career readiness. It should be career and college readiness. We should prepare our students at least for a career before they leave and have an idea or an semblance of what they'd like to do.
Whitney, the chamber's involved with education. I mean, this isn't some new thing that you're delving into. You are involved with schools and education.
Sure, it's an ongoing effort, certainly by the business community and therefore the chamber. We are always looking to meet the need. Every meeting that we go to and sit down with businesses, if we say to them, "What keeps you up at night? What are your concerns for your business?" 9 times out of 10, workforce and workforce-related issues are in the top 3, if not number 1. And so for us, the convener, the connector of resources in the community for businesses, we have to do this. We have to be thinking about education. We had some experts in earlier this year and last year, actually, at the national level. And in both cases, they talked to us explicitly about how important it is. You know, you mentioned earlier 8th grade and, you know, the younger the kids, they specifically told us middle school is where it has to start. We need to get these kids thinking this way so that they can follow pathways through high school that are established somewhat by the state and other, you know, varies by divisions. But if they're aware of the opportunities, they can start thinking that way. And ultimately, our goal would be that they would gain some experience, they would become interested in perhaps some jobs that require certifications versus degrees. The bottom line is those are the jobs that are available now and into the future that are going unfilled. And so that's our issue we're hearing from business, is that we can't find folks with certifications and things that we need and the skill sets that are out there, there might not be jobs for. So we're trying to close that gap, and therefore we'll do whatever it takes to make the education piece happen so that our businesses can find the workforce that they need. And that enables us to compete for business as well as keep the business that we have here and keep it strong.
And boy, David Arella with Universal Dynamics, I'm sure this is music to your ears in a lot of ways, because it does help you get involved and makes for better employees down the line.
Yeah, for sure. And just to team up on what Whitney said there was, you know, we do struggle with finding local young people who are willing and able to weld, to assemble, to do electronics. What Renee mentioned as well, you know, engineering, we have those opportunities available, programming. When Keith was in the other day, I showed that, you know, a lot of things are being replaced with technology, that we do a lot of things offline that requires a certain skill set that could certainly be filled by a skilled worker. And you know, we've done well with filling the positions. Our HR department's done fantastic, but I think this is going to take it to another level working with the chamber and the schools.
Well, boy, and Keith, I learn all the time just some of the things that go on in schools. I had no idea about it. Last week my family and we were at a museum, and they were doing these 3D
printer.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they were doing your family. You could stand there and get it made. Uh-huh. And so I'm saying, oh, we had to do that. And my wife says to me, we do that in school all the time. And I think that there are a lot of those kind of things. You talk about aha moments. There's a lot of things I think going on in schools that a lot of us, if you don't pay close attention or may not have kids going through there, you have no idea now what's being offered.
Well, I would agree. And and we talk about this as an event for eighth grade and how important it is for our eighth graders. This starts in elementary. This is really, they have career day focus inside of the elementary schools, but in sixth grade is when we really start to expose our students to the opportunities that a career in tech field or any other type of career cluster to expose them to, so that when they get to high school, they can really begin to go down that pathway that Whitney had mentioned. But what we're so excited about is that by providing this opportunity for our eighth graders to really hone in, and it's October, and they begin scheduling in January. So this will give them a great insight into what high school can present for them in a career field that they went, wow, I really like that. So there's that chance. And David talks about all of the opportunities that are available at Unidyne in the business there, I just started to light up saying, we got kids who can do that. We got kids who can do that. Let's go ahead and provide them that experience. And I said, when I went back right away to go ahead and talk to some individuals about, we need kids because they need workers. So, and we can foster that, and we can create that those opportunities and partnerships.
And you talk about eighth graders. I remember being in eighth grade and kind of dreading high school because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and it just sort of overwhelmed me. If you go into high school knowing kind of what you want to do, or that there's a path, and maybe David, I can come and see you, and that's going to make me a better student, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And Keith and I went back and forth through emails and things like that. I think one of the important things is this gives opportunities to local kids to develop a pipeline with the schools and local business to, if they want to stay around here, if they want to move, or if anything, it's going to push them to maybe consider other options besides the traditional college route.
Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools. This has to excite you because you're all into getting the schools into things and getting partnerships.
Absolutely. This is something I serve with the Chamber on the Workforce Now board. And one of the things that we've had is we've had forums where we've talked to businesses and said, what is it that you really see there's a need for? And one of the big things that came out of those forums was, we need a way to connect with the schools. So this is an event that's going to help businesses connect with the schools. And we're hoping to expand it to really engage businesses, that this is kind of just a starting point. This is just a way for us to start introducing these businesses to the schools, making the connections. And then our goal is to eventually evolve so that we are being the conduit, the chamber is the conduit to help businesses share internship opportunities, job shadowing opportunities with schools, so that our students have even more opportunities. So it's really an exciting time for us.
That would be exciting, Whitney, for you to be able to do even more of that.
It definitely is. And, Keith was saying earlier about getting the kids in there and letting them see that, oh, there is this available or that. One of the specific things we've talked a lot about is with trades. We have had people that, they've told us, if I can get my student there, they might think they want to do HVAC, but what they really want to do is be a plumber. It only takes one job shadow or one day in a field for that kid to make that decision that could align with them perfectly and them not end up dreading high school. And they have that path to a job, a very successful job right afterwards. So anything we can do, we're always on board for partnering and getting the experience and the right people to the table.
And this is the first time we're doing this event, Discover Your Future. It's a brand new event. We've been doing Workforce Connect, which was basically focused on juniors and seniors and giving them an opportunity to do mock interviews, because a lot of our seniors and may not have even ever been on a job interview before. So it was a way to connect with businesses that way. And then we would have a brief workshop where we would talk to them about, you know, how does social media impact you getting a job, dressing for success, things like that. Creating your elevator pitch, which is a 30-second about who you are and why you would be a good person for that job. So we're taking that event and combining it with this. So we're very excited that this is going to involve an existing event that's been very successful and very well loved by businesses. And this is our fifth year doing that event. So we've combined it into this larger event. So we're very excited to see what happens this year.
It's at the Expo Center, October 9th and 10th. Discover your future. It's with the five localities in the region, the city, Spotsylvania, Caroline, King George, and Stafford. And again, it is October 9th and 10th. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk about how businesses can get involved and how you can find out more information. Whitney Watts here from the Chamber, Keith Wolf and Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools, and David Harilla with Universal Dynamics here this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:29.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Discover your future. It's a career readiness event. It's October 9th and 10th at the Expo Center for eighth graders and for students. We'll get into, again, all the specifics for you this morning as we go along. Whitney Watts, Keith Wolf, Renee Daniels, and David Harilla here this morning talking about it. Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools. David's here as talking about how this helps businesses, but I'm sure you're still looking for other businesses and others to get involved.
We absolutely are. We're over 100 businesses to help us plan this event. As you can imagine, there's going to be over 5,000 eighth graders coming through. So we need a lot of exhibitors. There's no cost for businesses to get involved. However, we do have sponsorships available. Prices vary, and all the information is on the Chamber's website. And basically, we're looking for interactive displays, exhibits that can really kind of showcase what those businesses are doing. And if they're not sure how to create an exhibit, we've got that covered too, because we're going to have some sessions in August to help businesses kind of figure out what they can do for their booth for this event. So we really want to make this as easy as possible for businesses, but it's really important that we have their support. So right now we have a little over 50 businesses involved, and we really need to get more than 100 to really make this successful.
So if you're a business and interested in getting involved, like you say, get a hold of the Chamber.
Right. So everything is on their website, so you can go to www.fredericksburgchamber.org/discoveryourfuture. And everything's in there. They can register online if they have any questions. Whitney's available to answer any questions that they may have about registration. It's going to be at the Expo Center, so they're going to have a nice big area. So even if they wanted to bring something larger, if they have a simulator, anything like that, we can accommodate that. That's why we love having this at the Expo Center.
Wow, I never even thought. I'm just thinking of just a regular booth, but I guess there are a lot of things you can think of and you can do and make it to where kids and people are interested.
We have a lot of really cool ones that are already signed up that are going to be outside of the typical 10x10 exhibit booth. Last week, we had the good fortune to have a meeting of all of the local sheriffs and fire chiefs, and they're going to bring some of their big equipment, and the kids can work with their frontline people to get a feel for what it's like to be a sheriff for a day or to work in fire and rescue. Also, some of our utilities, gas companies, electric utilities involved. So we're excited about that. They have some very interesting hands-on opportunities, and they've already signed up as well. So we're thrilled about that.
FredericksburgChamber.org. Just for the person who doesn't know what the Chamber does or how you're involved in the community, talk about that for a second.
Sure. At its core, the Chamber exists to support business. It's kind of as simple as that. There's a lot of ways that we do that on a day-to-day basis. We are a membership organization, although for this particular event, we are open to all businesses. But we are a membership organization, nonprofit, and serve King George, Caroline, the city of Fredericksburg, Stafford, and Spotsylvania, just like this event that we're talking about today. And for those who may not know, that's also known as Planning District 16 in the Commonwealth. So we provide professional development, networking, all different opportunities for businesses to connect with each other and to the community. One large thing that the Chamber works on that we don't always advertise very well in our day-to-day stuff is our advocacy efforts. So even though people may not be able to come to all of our events that we offer, we're always working behind the scenes to create a business-friendly environment here in the region for our businesses to be able to go to work. You may have seen last week or about 2 weeks ago, Virginia was named, again, number one for business. So we're very mm-hmm. proud of that. And part of that are people like small chambers throughout the Commonwealth, the state chambers certainly working to have business-friendly policies and tax-friendly situations for business. So that's at the core what the chamber does, and this is education is part of it, and connecting that workforce like we were talking about earlier.
FredericksburgChamber.org for information. Look for Discover Your Future is the name of the event. Keith Wolf with Spotsylvania County Schools. When I mentioned to Renee a few minutes ago about how excited she has to be about this, getting everybody together, for you in what you do is in trying to make really education relevant for students and teachers and in giving teachers opportunities, this has to make you thrilled as well.
When this idea was first pitched to me by two of our career and tech liaison for Spotsylvania County, Sue Shelton, and then Emily Hall, our career development counselor, they had gone down to Richmond, who had a similar event, and they visited it. And when they came back and they talked about it, yes, it was exciting. Just the notion to try and make education relevant and practical and to come to life for our kids. So of all the skill sets that they happen to learn, whether they're sitting inside of a math class and they're wondering, where am I going to ever use this math? But really, it's about being able to think critically and being able to problem solve and to use those skills that they learned there. But then to bring to life not just that, but our career readiness skills and practice those in a real world setting. This event is exciting, and we're always trying to provide those opportunities for our kids to experience things beyond what they may be doing. And these days, a lot of that revolves around gaming. So we want to be able mm-hmm. to show them that, well, if you have an interest in something like that, then you could do programming, there's game design. There are things that you can do that really are part of your interests and the skill sets that we can get you.
Well, students around here just are really fortunate to have these kind of things available. It used to be that there'd be maybe one STEM event a year or something like mm-hmm. there'd be one big event. Anymore, I mean, it's almost monthly. There's something out there for students and parents.
Well, I think educating parents along the way, I can tell you some aha moments specifically for Renee and I, but I'm sure the partnering school divisions have had similar experiences, is that when we've had parent meetings, and I've had the opportunity to compile job projections for what we call our local workforce investment area, and it's made up of about 11 school divisions. So, and what that looks like for our students over the next 10 years. So, when you show parents that these are the jobs of the future, really what mm-hmm. The job market looks like, I can tell you the aha moment and what I hear from parents are, I wish I would have known this before my student went to college. So, and as a parent myself, I think it's logical for a parent to go, you're going into something that may not be as robust as another field. So just trying to enlighten our parents in regards to of what the job projections are, what we can get their students is exciting.
David Arilla with Universal Dynamics. It doesn't sound like it was it took a lot to talk you into this event.
No, so I'm new to the area as well, but we did a similar program up in Cleveland, the area that I came from. And Keith and I talked about that and developing this pipeline for students to come through businesses. And this partnership, I think, will go a long way. And steering kids one direction or the other as to what they want to do. And then it also gives them the opportunity to actually try it out, right? And if they like it, you know, there's times where we may even keep them on for employment. Or if they decide to go to school, that's their options, right?
Well, and Keith, with so many parents, the big concern with parents and students is just the cost of you get out of college and you have such debt. Now you can say, like you said just a minute, you know, you are able to say, hey, you know, there's this and this as an option. It's like we said a few times, it's not always, not everybody has to go to college.
No, I will share with you a story from a student that I met with just last year who had gone through. We have very robust career and technical education programs in all of our high schools, and we have a career and tech center. But again, there are robust programs at all of the schools in the districts that are participating. But in this individual was 21 years of age who had gone through our HVAC program over the Career and Tech Center and had shared with me he had just purchased his own house. So he's 21. He didn't go to college. He got his HVAC, signed on with a business, and bought his own house. So yeah, that's pretty exciting.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. So why not have those opportunities for kids across all the spectrums and all the career clusters?
Wait, you mentioned a lot of the things that the Chamber does, and the Chamber's involved in, you know, so many things in the community, a lot of exciting things in the community. But this is one that I think it's just really fun and to see all the partners really excited.
It is. And for us, oftentimes we see the same person from the business, and sometimes that might be their leader, as you know, we're leading businesses in the community, so naturally we have the leaders. This is giving us an opportunity to, of course, deal with the leaders of the companies, but also see the folks that are in the trenches, which we don't always get to interact with on a day-to-day basis. So already, I haven't even seen a single booth set up yet, but I've learned a lot about companies just from what they put on the registration form and the space requirements that they're asking for. And as we've sort of, people have said, well, I don't know how I can make my business hands-on or interactive. And so we've been brainstorming about that with various companies. And it's been fun to learn different sides of what they do. And so for us, this is exciting. And we also don't get to deal with students on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So that's good for us, too, as well as the partnership and all of the different administrators and guidance counselors and middle school liaisons and all these positions I didn't even know were a thing before have been fun for us to have at the table, too.
Renee, to make something like this go, I know you've already got some, and you mentioned there are sponsorships available, and you have some sponsors that are already on board.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's going to take more than just businesses getting involved with doing an exhibit. We do have different sponsorship levels available, and with those sponsorship levels comes added benefits. So they get more than just having the exhibit booth there. They get a lot of exposure for their business. It's a great way. Every business has advertising dollars they need to spend, so why not spend them for our Discover Your Future event? And then they're giving back to the community as well. All the sponsorship levels are also available on that website, and they can sign up to be a sponsor through the chamber as well. We need businesses. As Keith mentioned, there are career clusters. There's 16 career clusters, and we'd like to have every career cluster represented at this event. So we've got health science, information technology, manufacturing, the arts and AV technology and communications, architecture and construction, education and training, business management and administration, human services, marketing, transportation, distribution and logistics, STEM, government and public administration, law, public safety, corrections and security, finance, hospitality and tourism, and agriculture, food, and natural resources. So we have a whole bunch of different areas that we are looking for businesses to represent. And if they're not quite sure which area they want to represent, they can also choose to be in more than one area. So if their businesses, they want to focus on their IT department and their manufacturing side of their business, they can do both. We'd love that.
Okay. So you make it easy for everybody.
That's right.
Again, FredericksburgChamber.org, the website that has all kinds of information. Keith Wolf with Spotsylvania County Schools. This is all fits in too, I guess, with the whole the profile of a Virginia graduate that's out there, and I guess this really fits in there too.
Right, with the profile, they really want there's a focus on what they call the five C's, which really are with critical and creative thinking, collaboration, communication, and citizenship. And I can't think of a better way than to really bring the community alive to show the partnerships between business, the chamber, and the schools. This is an opportunity that is probably, should have been done years ago. And when you talk about the sustainability of businesses, and they look for the viability of their business and the sustainability of their business, if we can tie in students at a young age in regards to the opportunities that exist within our community, then why not come back and give back? So this chance right now is, that's why we're asking for more businesses to come on out, because really this is the sustainability of your business, because you're looking at your potential workforce coming down the road here in a couple years, and we want to try and turn them on to that. But to keep in mind at the same time, whether it's a career or whether it's college, that we want to be able to show that there's viability in any program at any school within the region.
Well, and David, I guess it makes it easier for you too to if you can pluck a few in future workers from this area, you have to do less recruiting, and it's someone tied to the community.
Yeah, certainly. And we're a newer business in the area, and we're looking to grow, and we're looking to expand our operations, and these partnerships are the things that allow us to do those types of things.
David Arella is with Universal Dynamics, Renee Daniels and Keith Wolf with Spotsylvania County Schools, and Whitney Watts here with the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce. FredericksburgChamber.org for more information. Discover your future is October 9th and 10th. We'll wrap this up, and when we come back, we'll talk again about who's involved. It's eighth graders. It's also high schoolers. There's a community job fair and mock interviews, and we'll run down what the days are all about, October 9th and 10th at the Expo Center, when we wrap this up. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Discover Your Future, a career readiness event, October 9th and 10th at the Expo Center, has been our topic this morning. Whitney Watts, Keith Wolf, Renee Daniels, and David Arella here this morning talking all about it. Boy, David, as we have talked about this and Universal Dynamics, what a great opportunity for both the business and the participants.
Yeah, and the business, the students, and the local schools and the chamber, right? It's I don't see any losing in this. It's a win-win for everybody. It opens up opportunities for Universal Dynamics. It opens up opportunities for the students and hopefully the teachers as well.
Yeah, we are another partner in all of this that we haven't really talked much about today yet is Germana Community College, and what the community college system does to making these career certifications and various things like that happen. Germana is certainly a partner with us on this event and has been from the very beginning. They're one of our sponsors. They're planning to bring some of their simulators that are pretty neat. They have a wide variety. I think they're discussing the heavy equipment operator ones and some things like that are pretty interesting. But they're one of our large partners and sponsors. Also, someone that you wouldn't think of as a traditional sponsor for an event like this, but it demonstrates the need that they have for a workforce, is VDOT. VDOT is one of our sponsors, and they're participating in both the architecture cluster as well as the construction and trades. So that's another large partner for us on this. The other sector, if you will, that we haven't discussed here, but certainly plays an immeasurable impact for us locally in our economy, are our military installations. So we have Quantico and Dahlgren engaged and signed up both in some STEM activities as well as some of the other things that you can only find at places like Quantico that are going to be exciting. We don't want to share those just yet because they're pretty neat. But those are some of our other large partners on this and sponsors who are really going to help make this be especially dynamic for the students, and so we're very, very excited about that.
The Fredericksburg Builders Association, huge sponsor. They're working with all of their trades to have booths and exhibits at our event as well, and the United Way is on board. This is really not just a school and chamber event. We're really making this a regional event and trying to get as many of our businesses that are local involved in this event. We've got the Thrasher Group involved. We've also got Sylvian Learning Center. Chick-fil-A is involved. Sonic is involved. So a lot of the businesses that we have in the area are coming on board, and it's just a huge variety.
It is. And one of the things that is interesting about this, we talked about people who you don't necessarily know what they do on a day-to-day basis. Folks like developers, like the Vacos companies, they've signed on to be a sponsor. They do a lot of things that make a lot of things that we all use on a day-to-day basis come to life. But certainly prior to my work at the Chamber, I never really thought about how a developer impacts my everyday life and that the jobs that they might have or that they bring to the community because they do exist here are they impact all of us. The things we enjoy at South Point and in that whole complex wouldn't be possible if developers didn't bring that to the table. They're just one of many. But what I hope that everyone's hearing here is that this is all parts of the community. Small, large, we have a violin shop signed up where they make violins. So from the very most niche markets in our community to the largest employers like Geico, people who are going to be here for a long, long time, they're all getting on board on this. Renee and I had a conversation with an executive from Mary Washington Healthcare following the Chamber's member meeting in June, and she came right up to us. We were already talking to them, but she just expressed her excitement. And she said, you know what? Just last night, I had 75 more jobs approved, and I have 475 openings right now on my website that people can apply for that we need workers for. And that's just one company, granted, one of the larger ones in town. But those, just think about the variety within that company alone of career opportunities that are out there, that this will be another way to get students connected.
It's October 9th and 10th at the Expo Center. Discover Your Future Career Readiness event. It's for eighth grade. It's for eighth graders. It's for 11th and 12th graders. And Keith Wolf, I'll let you wrap this up. This is good stuff.
It is. And what I will share that it wouldn't be possible without the support of all of the division superintendents, all of our boards at the same time. That really allow us to move forward and to establish and more solidify the partnerships that we have within the community. And I'll reiterate, this is to bring our community alive for our students and to show the opportunity, but also at the same time, it's to show our businesses the product that we have.
FredericksburgChamber.org for all the information. FredericksburgChamber.org. October 9th and 10th, Discover Your Future Career Readiness Event.
Thanks for
listening
to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.